We'll get back to that. See here, the next thing on the agenda was review and approve of a starting salary, and this could be a range for a new executive director for the Commission for the Blind. I will say that I'm not aware of the commission board ever doing an analysis of Dr. Van Zandt's salary and, you know, how it compares to other states, other directors within the state of Nebraska government. When I thought about that more recently, I think that, I'm not gonna say that was a wrong decision. I think that it was, I don't know how much of an outcome that would have had, because I don't think, even if we were to have done an analysis and discovered that, as much as we like Dr. Van Zandt, I think she's making $10,000 more than she should be, or whatever.
Mike?
Yes?
I'm trying to bite my tongue, but we did that. Maybe it was before you came on, but yeah, we did.
I was the one that did that comparison.
Okay. Like I said, I wasn't aware of one. So if one did exist, did happen, I wasn't aware of it. But anyway, I wasn't, I don't know how much of a difference it would have made, because I don't think it would have been fair, you know, if we had discovered something like she was, I guess if we had discovered that she was drastically underpaid and there was some way we could take care of it, then that would have been good. But if we had discovered that she was, you know, moderately overpaid or something like that, it would kind of be penalizing of her if we were to not give her like a cost of living raise or something like that. So I don't know how much of an analysis, like I said, I don't, at least in the last quite a few years, there hasn't been one done. So we did make an effort now, though, with the position being rehired, where is our current executive director's pay at in comparison to other executive directors of similarly sized agencies within the state of Nebraska government, as well as with some of the state agencies for the blind and some of the surrounding states. What was she being paid considerably more or less? Some were right about, you know, just about right or whatnot, but this was our opportunity to kind of reset that. This is one of the areas where the Office of State Personnel was very helpful. They gathered information. Sorry, I'm trying to find the document here in front of me. Here it is. They worked, and I'm not sure, Vicki, how you guys got this, but if you just called up colleagues in other states, or if there's some sort of a, if you guys just happen to know where to go and find some of this type of information in other states, but. The Office of State Personnel provided us a list of directors of state agencies for the blind in Iowa, South Dakota, Kansas, Missouri, Wyoming, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Indiana. So many of the surrounding states around Nebraska, and then also Wisconsin and Indiana. I took that salary information that they gave me, and I added to the comparison a little bit. Is it a separate agency for the blind, or is it a combined agency for the blind? And that individual was the director of the visually impaired services. I also looked at making an adjustment for a cost of living difference between Nebraska and that particular state, so I was able to come up with a comparison for, you know, that would be relevant here in the state of Nebraska. And the average turned out to be about $75,139 of an annual salary that's being paid in all of these states. Currently, Dr. Van Zandt's salary, I don't have the exact number in front of me, but is roughly around $90,000. So it's a little lower than what Dr. Van Zandt is being paid. Another resource that the Office of State Personnel was able to help us put together was a comparison of the salaries for directors of state agencies for the blind, and other state agencies here in Nebraska. And I have that list here, and it's the comparison is listed out by the number of employees, not FTE employees, but the number of actual employees in that organization. And the Commission for the Blind in this particular list comes in, I believe it's right around 53. And when we start to look at the agencies around that, now there are some agencies that kind of don't fall into the curve. It's not necessarily an exact curve from the smallest to the highest for the agencies that have the smallest versus the largest number of employees. Sometimes an agency with a smaller agency might have a higher paid executive director, and a larger one might have a lesser paid one. But generally, the agencies with the number of employees that we have, I lost my spot again on this, was being paid around mid-80s, $85,000 or so. And so, it didn't seem that we were terribly far off with where Dr. Van Zandt's salary was.
20 years.
Yeah. So it was nice to kind of see a little bit of confirmation of that. We need to, for the purposes of putting a starting, a salary range on the job announcement, we need to make a decision as to what that salary range would be. I think I have in a conversation with one other board member floated an idea of 80 to 85,000, and that board member spoke back to me and said 75 to 85,000 to make it a little bit broader range. Vicki, do you have any insight as to that might help us to set that range a little better than that? Is there a way to, should that be tighter than that? Should the range be smaller than that? Is 10,000 too much? I know in an email that I sent to your office, you said that a range was a good idea versus stating a starting salary.
Correct. And I believe that, yes, that range, that 10,000 range, does give you that latitude.
Okay.
And again, it'll be negotiable, but yes, and I think comparing the information you're comparing to is a good range.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'd like to ask, for the tape, were you able to hear what Vicki said?
Yeah, she's fine.
Okay, good.
All right. So with that then, do any of the commissioners have any other comments, questions?
No, I like that range too, and that way we have some negotiation for, if we get certain candidates, and, gives us a little bit of, I guess, enticement if need be type of thing. So
having come from the business of business sector, when I saw these pay ranges, I thought personally that they were too low, and for what the people do, I wish that we could pay them more, because I believe that they are worth that. That being said, as a commissioner that has to be accountable for how we use public resources, when we did look at what other states are paying and what is being paid within the state, that $75,000 to $85,000 range looks to be pretty good. Last year when we were doing a executive director evaluation, I did quite a bit of research on what was publicly available from other states, comparable states, and comparable positions. And at that time, I was doing that research to justify giving Dr. Van Zandt a greater raise. And what I found was, based on my analysis, that she was probably where she needed to be. We had an executive director with a number of years' experience that did a good job, which would justify why she's above that $75,000 to $85,000 range. But as commissioners, that we want to be good stewards of our funds, I think that's where we need to be, at $75,000 to $85,000.
All right, then with that in mind, would I hear a motion from the commission board regarding what we should advertise as the compensation for a new executive director for the Commission for the Blind of the State of Nebraska?
Yeah, I can do that. I'll make the motion to make our new starting salary of our new interim director the range of $75,000 to $85,000.
Okay. Is there a second?
Could I make a friendly amendment to that? Could I say, instead of saying starting salary, how about the search's starting salary? Because if our search dictates that there's a very viable candidate that may be justified because they have more experience, that we may be able to offer a little bit more money. But I think that's a good place to start the search, but I don't know that we have to limit it to that based on what we see is available.
Vicki?
That's why we have the range, though.
Right, but I think what Mark is saying is, if we had some outstanding candidate and we wanted to pay them $100,000, could we do that? Because even though we advertised $75,000 to $85,000,
I would recommend that. Again, whatever the range may be, that is how it's advertised.
Okay.
But obviously, board decision, funding, and available money.
Right.
Is in consideration.
Okay.
Definitely.
I guess I would hate to lose a very viable and willing candidate if they're at a salary a little bit above that, and comparable analysis would suggest that they're worth that amount.
Okay. Well, I would think that the board would also the board has the ability to do to increase the salary of the executive director at any time. Mm-hmm. Typically, we have chosen to do that in the past at the time of their annual evaluation, and then it went into effect on July 1st. However, there's been precedent where the board early on, for the first 5 or 6 years, was doing 2 pay raises a year. So we can't actually increase the salary of the director at any time.
I guess that, with that in mind, I'll rescind it. I just want the public to know that I hope that we can find the best possible candidate, and I don't want a few thousand dollars to prevent that from happening. So.
Okay.
Right.
All right, so Chad's original motion, Mark is seconding Chad's original motion.
Yes.
Of setting the starting salary at $75,000 to $85,000. I'll go ahead and do a roll call vote. Mark?
Yes.
Chad?
Yes.
And I say yes as well. Just because we're on that friendly topic, I'm going to flip 2 items around here. The next one was determining the temporary wage increase of the interim director. Now, this was something that I emailed the Office of State Personnel about. I personally thought of two ways of doing this, and I asked the Office of State Personnel what was typical, and they said that both have been done, but there was one that seemed to be, I don't know if it was a preference or at least recommended, more common. But that was, the two methods were, we could increase the salary of the interim director to the low end of the range of the starting salary that we're advertising, so in this case $75,000, and they would have that until the new executive director was hired, or would start. I'm sorry, we determine that, I guess. But and then the other one would be do a percentage. So, like, you know, we realize and understand that there would be greater responsibilities taken on by this individual over the next several months, and to acknowledge that, give them, say, a 5 or 10% raise during that time in which they serve as the interim director. It was the advice, is it right to use that word, Vicki?
Yes.
Okay, the advice of the Office of State Personnel that we go with a percentage, that was kind of the normal way that is handled within Nebraska state government in these situations. That a percentage increase of 10% was fairly common. So is there any discussion among the board regarding this topic? Any thoughts on that? Otherwise, I would entertain a motion from somebody on the board to how to move forward with this item.
Originally, thinking about it myself before even knowing what the State Office of Personnel was recommending or giving advice for, I kind of originally thought 10% myself of his current wage. And so I guess that since they kind of recommend that too, I'm in favor of that.
All right.
I'll make a motion.
Go ahead, sir.
I'll make a motion that the interim executive director be given a 10% raise.
I'll second that.
Mark, I'm going to ask maybe to clarify that just a minute and say that I might recommend that you change your motion to say while they're in the position of interim director.
So added, can we also stipulate that, would it be the day that they assume that position, or do we give them any additional consideration for the transition?
That is something else that we have the ability to
well, they're not. That being said, given the board wants a smooth transition and the extra effort that should be expended in that effort, I would like to make a motion that the interim executive director be given a 10% raise effective Monday, whenever possible. Whether it's Monday when we can't probably go back, but I would say Monday the 20th.
Well, it's the 19th.
Monday the
19th. Monday the 19th, and that would continue until that interim director is replaced by a permanent director.
I like that. I second that.
All right. That's a motion to give the interim director a 10% raise, essentially effective immediately, and it would remain in place until the I don't want the words in your mouth, the start date mm-hmm. of the new executive director at an increase of 10%.
I think that's a good motion, but I do want to make a side comment. I don't want any misunderstanding that Dr. Van Zandt is the executive director until she retires, and she does have final authority on decision making. But I think the transition is very important that we okay. give it its due. So,
all right,
I agree with that motion.
Okay. So that was moved and seconded. Do a roll call vote, Mark?
Yes.
Chad?
Yes.
And Mike, yes. All right. So salaries, job descriptions have been taken care of. One other item that, and I don't know if we actually need to vote on this at all. I mean, I'm not sure if we, I guess I just, I'm doing votes just to make sure that they're, that for clarity reasons, that we're all in agreeance and that we're, for a point of clarity, so as we move forward, that nobody's going to come back and say, well, I wasn't aware of that, or I didn't agree with that, that we've had specific decisions made. The next one that I had here was about the timeline, what we're kind of looking at. What is our game plan moving forward? And I have that typed up here. And looking for it real quick. There it is. This came out of the discussion that Chad and I had with the Office of State Personnel back in May. We looked at several things. We talked about the different parts of doing a search. What are the standard lengths of time that we might leave an application, leave the position open before we start the review of applications? Is that 1 month or 2 months? What's typical for, once we hire somebody, once we make a decision, an offer, and it's been accepted, what's typically how long until they're going to be able to start their position? Dr. Van Zandt here gave 2 months notice. Whether that might somebody who's leaving their position, not retiring, at her level, in another state, might give 60 days notice. Or something, I'm not sure. But anyway, those are the types of discussions that we had, that Chad and I had at the Office of State Personnel. And this is the schedule that we came up with. One of the other things was we know how difficult it was to schedule this meeting that we're having today. And we know that this is obviously going to require the board to be coming back together several more times outside of the normally scheduled quarterly board meetings that we hold. And the difficulty that presents. So this is what we've come up with. So starting on June 17th, so today, that we are going to have a special meeting of the Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired Commission Board, and that we were going to go through the items that we have been today, job description, salaries, appointed interim director, so on. With the goal then of next week, next week advertising, posting an ad and starting to begin to advertise the position. So June 20th through July 20th, 2017, advertise position and accept applications. That brings us to our next quarterly board meeting, which is July 29th. Where we would hope the board would be able to review the applications, determine who we would think the finalists were that we would like to bring in and interview. So we would hope to be able to do that on July 29th. Then work with the off-state personnel to schedule those interviews. Knowing that some of these people might be traveling from out of state, we wouldn't be able to do that the following week. We'd have to leave some time to possibly to allow them to be able to travel here to make those arrangements. So August 14th and 15th or August 21st and 22nd, we would hold interviews here in Lincoln. By the way, that quarterly board meeting on July 29th, I believe, is in Kearney or North Platte?
North Platte.
Yeah, North. Thank you, Chad. It's in North Platte. So we would hold interviews here in mid to late August. And then before August, with the idea that before August 31st, we would be able to finalize our decision on a candidate, hopefully be able to, you know, to make an offer, allow the Office of State Personnel to check references, do a background check, that so on, so that we can allow the individual obviously to accept, or if there's some negotiation that has to happen, those things could occur. And then our goal would be to have an executive director start on or around October 1st. I realize that might not be exactly the way it happens. Maybe that individual we choose to hire requests that they're able to give, you know, 8 weeks notice or 6 weeks notice, or maybe they'll come earlier, or maybe we'll hire somebody from within and it'll go even faster than that. I don't know, but this was the rough outline that that came out of my notes from the meeting that we had with the Office of State Personnel. Vicki, does this sound reasonable?
Most definitely.
Okay. All right. Does anyone from the board have any questions or concerns about that schedule and how we would be moving forward?
Good schedule. I think you've done a good job, Mike.
Okay. The review of those of the candidates at the July 29th board meeting would be done in an executive session. So my understanding, Vicki, is that from our conversations, if we received 30 applicants, the names of those 30 applicants are not public information, but the names of our final candidates would be. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So the board would do the review of those applications in an executive session at our July 29th board meeting. Walking out of that with a final list of candidates to interview. And then the actual interviews themselves would be done in executive session as well. Is that correct, Vicki? Or do those have to be done publicly?
I'm not sure of that, Mike. I would have to get some clarification.
Okay. But certainly they have to be done at a public meeting, but whether or not that the actual interview occurs in the public or within the confines of an executive session, I guess we have a point of clarification that we need to
right. We
need to research just a little bit. Then. Okay. Any questions, Chad?
Nope, that sounds good.
Okay. Any difficulties in being able to, those two dates in August, I had two dates back to back thinking that we would have, if we had three or four candidates, you know, we could do an interview in the morning, an interview in the afternoon, one day, and then the next day, we do another interview in the morning, an interview in the afternoon. Likely these interviews might include coming down to the commission main office, doing a tour, showing them around here. We avoid, by doing one in the morning, one in the afternoon, we're avoiding the awkwardness of having candidates meet in the hallway.
Right.
The location of where the interviews would occur, we'll figure that one out.
I know that August 14th and 15th date definitely would not work for me, but the following weekend I could make work.
Okay, now it's not a week, those aren't weekend dates, those are during the week.
Okay.
So, yes, normally our meetings, you know, of course, are generally on Saturdays. These dates for interviews, I think, are Mondays and Tuesdays.
August
14 yes. and 15 is Monday and Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay.
And then, yes, the next 7 days later, so that'd be the next week. So, yeah, those are both Mondays and Tuesdays. So that'd be a little different. We're going to have to make some... talk to our employers and get some vacation time or get excused so that we can meet here in Lincoln. to do these. So as much as I am ecstatic about being able to bring you in today via video conference chat, I would really like to have everybody here in person to do the interviews. I prefer the video conference not be utilized for the interview process.
Right, I agree.
Okay. All right, if there's not any other concerns or questions or comments, is the board all right? Is everybody all right then with that agenda or with that schedule? Mark?
I'm satisfied, very satisfied.
Chad? Okay.
Yep.
All right. All right, we'll set that aside then for a minute. Now that that kind of brought another topic up that you know, I'm not really sure how many applicants we're going to have. I don't know if we'll have 4 or 5, or if we'll have 30 or 40 or 50. As long as we get that magic one, that's a spectacular person is all I'm concerned about. But I'm sure that we're going to be taking our time on July 29th to handle that the review of those. And for that reason, I just want to let the commission staff here know that we're going to postpone the focus topic for that meeting, so that so that wouldn't occur that time. We'll replace that instead with the review of applicants.
Do you want to do a motion to approve your timeline? Just because you have it on the agenda to approve it.
Okay. I make a motion we approve the timeline that Mike established.
All right. And Mark made a motion to approve it, and Chad seconded it. Roll call vote, Mark?
Yes.
Chad?
Yes.
Mike? Yes. Man, that's so quick when there's only three of us. Okay. Starting salary search timeline, determine temporary wage increase, approve the job description, interim executive director. One other item regarding the posting of this, and we've had a discussion.